You're listening to episode number 1866 of the Who Cares News for Tuesday, December 1st, 2020. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good Morgan.
Howdy ho, good neighbor.
How you doing today?
Okay, how are you doing?
The 1st of December.
Oh, my goodness sakes. I know.
Now, this morning on that Christmas channel, we found out that you actually have a birthday this month. You let it out of the bag. So now it's out there. It's out there, and it is 2 weeks from today.
It is,
Two weeks from today. You know, we'll do something to grill you.
Thanks for decorating.
Yeah. I'm still behind on that. Anyway, some random facts for us today. According to a study by MIT, the toughest tongue twister is pad kid poured curd pulled cod. Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
Pad kid poured curd pulled cod.
According to MIT, toughest tongue twister. I have a problem just saying my name. But, you know. Hey, the guy who did the You've Got Mail recording for America Online.
You've Got Mail.
Now working as an Uber driver.
Really?
Yeah, that's what you and I have to look forward to when this career is over.
That's
which
true.
Could be sooner than later.
Sooner rather than later.
Go the same way. Sharks, we know this, can have up to 3,000 teeth. And when they lose one, it grows back.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's because their teeth aren't like ours. Their teeth are actually like scales on a fish, so they can regenerate.
Ooh.
Ah. Special. There's only one country in the world where McDonald's serves the McRib all year long, and I'm moving tomorrow.
Where is that?
Germany. Yes.
Wow.
Go, McDonald's. I'd be dead if I could get McRib all year long. I would have a coronary. But man, I'd be happy.
You'd die happy, man.
I think tomorrow we get McRibs here in the United
States. Because it starts tomorrow.
Tomorrow's the day. Who's going to be in line at the drive-thru? This guy right
here. That guy right there. I'll be at work.
Margarita.
I could go at lunch.
Yeah, you could. Yeah.
And then they'll say, what happened to you at lunch? Oh. It'll be what's all over my clothes.
I use my sleeve to wipe my mouth.
I guess I could take like a towel with me tomorrow and wear it as a bib and sit in the car and eat. Like in secret under a tree behind a storage container somewhere.
Here's a weird fact for today. And I want to bring this up because I never knew this. The song Margaritaville, Love It or Hate It, was originally written for Elvis Presley. But
what?
He never got around to recording it because it was near the end of Elvis, of course. So Jimmy Buffett recorded the song.
Huh.
I cannot imagine Elvis singing Margaritaville.
Margaritaville.
Got a hunk of margarita. All right, it's time for the Who Cares News. I know.
I'll be thinking about that one all day.
Yeah. What's going on today?
Hey, Kelly Clarkson's ex-husband, Brandon Blackstock, is looking for a hefty amount of spousal and child support.
Well, you know, that's why you marry rich.
But doesn't he make enough money?
I don't think he makes Kelly Clarkson kind of money. Well, he will now.
Jeez. He is seeking, now it's just pocket change, really.
Pocket change?
He's seeking $436,000.
What?
Not a year.
No.
No, in monthly spousal and child support.
Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. How can you even ask for something like that?
Well, an L.A. County judge, he granted Clarkson primary physical custody.
Yeah, yeah.
So what does that tell you?
What does that tell you?
Yeah.
Brandon is probably just, you know, grasping at straws. So I understand that's a thing these days. When you don't get your way, you grasp at straws. Something new? I don't know. I don't remember. I did that when I was 5. Anyway.
Now, Brandon's been equally unreasonable in his request for child and spousal support.
Apparently so.
As well as
$400,000 a month? Are you kidding me?
Well, and he's also asking for attorney fees.
Hi.
So that was from
a
source,
of course. Maybe the guy's broke. Are you being greedy? Does she even make $400,000 a month?
I don't know.
She might.
Well, she's offered to pay for all the kids' expenses.
Yeah.
But he seems to think he's entitled to and needs $301,000 in spousal support.
Oh, my God.
And then the child support is just $135,000.
Oh, no, it's all for him. Well, that's because she's got physical custody. So he only needs, you know, chump change to take care of him on the weekends.
That's $5.2 million per year.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Wow, that's a lot of bread and peanut butter. I don't know where that came from. I was trying to be funny, but it didn't work.
I mean, so far, it's Kelly's, you know, she's focused on the kids, and she's perfectly happy with the custody ruling.
But not the money. She's serious. I don't know how much money she makes. She's not going to make this amount of money for the rest of her life.
Right.
Chances are not.
True.
You know, Kelly might be driving an Uber someday. She's not going to be able to keep up that lifestyle.
Maybe Brandon heard about the Uber driver, and he's worried that he's going to be driving an Uber.
Maybe this is also to get back for her supposedly not paying her royalties to his dad.
I think it's just trying to get
maybe
back at her.
Yeah, I think that's probably what it is. Yeah. Hello, you should have never married the bum in the first place, lady. Stop it there.
Hey, Felicity Huffman has booked her first gig since breaking out of the Big House.
Are you kidding me? Yep. Somebody wants her? Oh, my God. Is she going to be driving an Uber?
No. It's an upcoming ABC sitcom.
Oh,
it was an acting gig. It was inspired by Susan Savage.
Okay.
The real-life owner of the AAA baseball team called the Sacramento RiverCats.
Now, I don't know of the RiverCats, but I know a lot of folks in Sacramento, and they speak highly of their RiverCats team. Somebody thought, hey, it would be fun to do a sitcom on somebody who owns a minor league baseball team. That's a ton of fun right there, I'm telling you. Well, you know, I guess it could be like Major League, but only they could call it Minor League. They should have called it Minor League. And then it could have got Charlie Sheen to come out and been the coach.
Well, I take it they didn't call you about all this.
Every time he comes, he could be the manager. Every time he comes out of the dugout, they could play Wild Thing, just like they did. And I think Corbin Burnson's still available. I think he's around, too. He's not doing anything. He could also be in this. See, they didn't ask me.
It's not too late. It hasn't been done yet.
Minor League. It would have been a great TV show.
Maybe you'll get a call.
I just came up with it. And don't anybody steal it. I'm trademarking it now.
Uh-huh. You done? You good?
Yeah, I'm good. Now, would you rather have a minor league TV show, or would you rather see Halle Berry in a fitness regimen show? Sitcom. Let's call it a sitcom. She has a fitness class, and she kicks everybody's ass that comes in. Now working as an Uber driver. They should ask me about how to save television, because I can do it.
That's how to save
television. I can do it. I mean, I could. But I'm glad that Felicity's got work. You know what that does mean? That means that there's hope for Aunt Becky. There is hope.
The lore of Lori Loughlin.
The lore of Lori Loughlin. All right. We've overstayed our welcome. Holy crap. Back with you tomorrow morning, bright and burly at 4 a.m. over on thatchristmaschannel.com playing the... Hey, pay attention. Playing the...
Oh, I'm sorry. The biggest hits of Christmas and more.
She's already doing her nails. we'll be back here tomorrow with more Frivolity. Have a great day. See you then, and...
That's all the news you care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.